She is one of the nation's most recognizable local prosecutors, charging former President Donald Trump and 18 others with election interference in Georgia. But tonight, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is facing a separate court battle of her own, involving allegations she financially benefited from a romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, a high-profile member of the team prosecuting Trump. Willis is now fighting a subpoena to testify in Wade's divorce proceedings, and today, a judge ordered those divorce records unsealed. It all stems from a bombshell court filing by Trump co-defendant Michael Roman, questioning the process by which Willis hired Wade and alleging Wade used money earned from the DA's office to fund vacations with Willis without providing direct evidence. A separate filing by lawyers for Wade's estranged wife included credit card records showing Wade purchased airline tickets for himself and Willis to travel together. All of it is giving new fuel to critics of the Georgia election interference case.
These are corrupt people.
Willis has not responded to the allegations, but appeared to defend Wade while speaking at a recent Martin Luther King Day celebration.
I appointed three special counsel, as is my right to do. They only attacked one.
Meanwhile, Willis called the subpoena an attempt to harass her.
How do you respond to her allegations?
It wouldn't matter who she is and what position she holds. If she's having an affair with my client's husband and he's spending my client's money on that relationship, I'm going to find out about it.
And a judge has given Willis until February 2nd to respond to the allegations in a court filing. Her office tells us she plans to do so.